Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, February 24th. Tesla is reportedly trying to get approval for electric trucks to get around a Sunday and holiday ban for semi-truck travel in Europe, which would give a significant boost to commercial electric trucks, such as the Tesla Semi. According to research by Business Insider, a Tesla delegation traveled to Berlin on Thursday last week and met for a confidential discussion with Stefan Bilger, the parliamentary state secretary at the Federal Ministry of Transport. The ministry confirmed that Tesla approached them and that they are investigating the change. Two more prototype Model Y shots have been snagged by the public and posted to social media. One shows the interior of the rear trunk space, which displays a significant cargo area and quite a large hatch opening. The Model Y is expected to have a total cargo volume of 66 cubic feet when accounting for all the compartments such as the front trunk. The other prototype shot is of the roof rack mounted atop one of the test vehicles. The port over of the Model 3 roof rack has a loaded rating of 150 pounds, so it can be used for bikes, skis, or even a small cargo attachment. The Tesla Model 3 extended its dominance over the California auto market last year, selling twice as many cars than all other EVs combined in 2019, which is according to the California New Car Dealers Association. The Model 3 sold 59,514 units, whereas all other non-Tesla EVs combined only sold 27,079. The Tesla Model 3 Long Range Edition has found some optimization in recent months, leading to an increased EPA range of 322 miles. Consumer Reports recently tested their version of the Model 3 and found, quote, "Our tested Tesla Model 3 matched the 310-mile range the EPA had pegged it at, and in long range mode we achieved 350 miles, close quote. CEO Elon Musk shared the report, which praises Tesla's efficiency, and then thanked his team for the hard work. And rounding out our Tesla coverage for today, at a competition for the video game Dota 2, the event staff used what appeared to be a Cybertruck to shuttle players back and forth into the video game tournament. While the rough vehicle could either be a prototype or a fan-made tribute, it's clear that the Cybertruck appeal extends to audiences that aren't typically associated with the outdoors. General Motors has now officially launched its new Menlo electric car with 250 miles of range and a confirmed starting price of around $23,000. Unfortunately, it is only available in the Chinese market. What amounts to the Chevy Bolt, but in a much better form factor, General Motors is calling the Menlo a sporty-looking sedan. The last internal combustion engine vehicle rolled out of the historic Detroit Hammertrack plant this week. And on Friday, roughly 800 General Motors workers in Detroit will step away from the assembly line for 12 to 18 months while the company retools the facility as a dedicated electric vehicle plant. Porsche this week opened a showcase of the EV charging future at its plant in Leipzig, Germany. The facility has 12 different 350 kilowatt DC fast chargers and 4 22 kilowatt AC chargers. The total capacity is 7 megawatts, making it Europe's most powerful rapid charge park, according to Porsche. And in electric aviation news, according to Aero News, Aer signed a memorandum of understanding with Pipistrel to become the first Australian company to manufacture the electric aircraft. So far, Pipistrel says Aer could build as many as 100 electric planes each year. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, China has shut down factories, and for many reasons, in attempt to contain the coronavirus outbreak. And analysts are using pollution levels to gauge the actual industry output. As reported by the National Australia Bank, pollution levels have been between 20 and 25% lower compared to the same period last year. Sheffield in the United Kingdom is becoming a smart city. Infrastructure support services provider Amy is installing a variety of sensors. As BIM Plus explains, quote, "Sensors will be placed in public bins to determine when they need to be emptied, grit bins to signal when they need to be refilled, at the base of the trees to tell when they need to be watered, and in drains to detect floods and blockages," close quote. And Germany and France have jointly launched a three-year-long validation measurement and optimization floating wind energy project. It will deploy two LiDAR systems on the French FloatGen demonstrator for 6 months to obtain wind measurements on inflow and wake. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.